because parents don't want to be responsible for their children. Well, we'll just drug them and that'll do it. Not having any clue what's going to happen, because these kids missed being educated along the way on how to cope with situations. The next big push after Ritalin is Prozac. So once they get through the Ritalin stage and that wears off and doesn't work anymore, now the next one becomes Prozac. We're drugging our country because we don't want to be responsible for educating them. We don't want to be responsible for our parenting skills as a nation. Now, we're all doing what we can about that, to change that. But it's important that we all do what we can to change the nation, to start focusing on children loving one another and children learning what they need and children being alive and healthy, to start focusing on that, to bring that to bear, to bring the spiritual connection back out in us all, to connect with God. When we are connected with God, we know where to be. We're always in the right place at the right time for the right circumstance. We don't even have to think about it when we're connected. That little quiet voice underneath all the other hubbub is the one it's important we learn to listen to. And the way we learn to listen to it is by paying attention. And when it says it the third time, then take action on it. That's how I did. When that man told me three times, then I took action. I told her what he was saying. And then we start to trust it. We start to get it. The woman who came in the weekend and shared that she had tickets on the airplane to Florida. Her reservations were in Florida. She was ready to go. Her vacation was in Florida. She got to the airport and she decided to get on a plane to Bermuda. She listened to that voice. She got on a plane to Bermuda. The plane to Florida crashed and everybody on board was killed. That's not by accident. That is listening. That is a commitment to staying alive. We all have this connection. We've not been responsible for it much. We've not paid attention to it much. We just kind of go about doing life. But if we would put more awareness and more attention on our divinity and responsibility for what we're creating, it would be a lot easier for us. The more you listen to it, the more prevalent it is. The less you listen to it, the more frequent it is. It only comes out in situations like that one. But the more you give it room, the more you listen to it, the more it talks. The thing is that the guilt that you're talking about, we all have. We are all guilty, right, of something, sometime. And that guilt keeps our vibrations slowed down, keeps us slowed down. So I want you now to make a list of everything that you feel guilty about, everything you coulda, shoulda, woulda done, everything about that you're guilty about, just like that one you were just talking about. Okay, everybody get a partner and sit facing your partner. Choose an A and a B. Okay, A's, you're going to communicate to B. And the way it goes is you say, okay, something I'm guilty for is, and then fill in the blank, whatever that is. B, you receive the communication, and then your reply is, God forgives you. And then A, your response to that reply is, and I forgive myself. Like a three. A, something I forgive myself for is, fill in the blank. B, you receive it. Say, God forgives you for that. And A, then you say, and I forgive myself for that. Any questions? Begin. Notice how you're feeling right now as you're sitting relaxed with your eyes closed and just breathing. Notice different parts of your body. If there's any holding patterns in any part of your body, just kind of shake it out a little bit. If there's anywhere that there's any resistance, just let the relaxation flow through your body. And now declare yourself complete with all of those things that you forgave yourself for. So mentally declare yourself complete with all of those things that you now forgive yourself for. Thank you, God. Okay, open your eyes.
Well, let's have some dinner then.
Love, 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 love. People, this is your calling. Love your neighbor and yourself, for God's love all. Love, 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 love. People, this is your calling. Love your neighbor and yourself, for God's love.
Close your eyes. Take a deep breath and relax. Feel how your body feels. Notice the difference in how it feels now and how it felt before you started singing. Thank you. Open your eyes. What'd you notice?
I'm vibrating.
You're vibrating more. Energy's moving. That's one of the ways to raise the vibration, by singing. Preferably spiritual songs. The song that we recommend most is the Om Namah Shivaya, in soft version, not the hard version.
Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Shivaya Om Namah. Om Namah Shivaya.
Just flows through your body. You can do it while you're driving. You can just sing it in your mind when there's other people around and it's not appropriate to sing it out loud. You can just get your mind going on it. And it keeps God present. So it keeps the vibration higher. The more you can do that. What else? What's another way?
Rebirthing.
Breathing. A lot of people can't take the time out of their day to lay down and breathe for an hour, not even 20 minutes. But if you do 20 connected breaths intermittently, that raises a vibration. You know, the four short and a long, four short and a long, four short and a long, four short and a long. This moves the energy around, gets it going. Mm-hmm. But stop after 20. We had an experience with that one time. Guy called us up at home one night. His name was Jack. Barbara answered the phone. So she answers the phone. There's a strange voice on the phone saying, "Barbara, this is Jack. I'm in a phone booth. I couldn't dial the phone. I was in a car. I was breathing. And I was listening to my wife's tape of her rebirthing. And I was driving over here. And I got tetany. And I can't even drive. And I couldn't dial the phone. And the operator had to call." "Would you call the FMR and tell them I'm going to be late?" He had taped his wife's rebirthing. And he was driving from Orlando to Tampa. And he popped the tape in and started listening to it while he was driving. And must have just got the breathing right along with her. The next thing you know, he had tetany so bad he could hardly move. Driving down Interstate Highway. Pulls into the phone and he had to have the operator dial the number because he couldn't move his fingers. What else?
Laughing.
There is a very thin line between laughter and crying. It's the same energy. It's just at different ends of the spectrum. Laughter and crying. It's the same energy release. When we did the juvenile justice system midway through Friday night, those kids started laughing uncontrollably. Laughing. Just like four of them. And they could not stop. For about 20 minutes, all they could do was just roar in laughter. Now, these are kids who had not laughed in however long they've been in the justice system. They had not laughed. Here, they were just uncontrollably laughing. It was the same as crying, but they didn't have permission to cry. So, but it's the same energy. And so laugh, that's the same. It could be crying or it could be laughing. What else?
Meditating.
Prayer. In moderation. Gratitude. So there's a bunch, right?
Yeah.
Why not live from here? Why not live from here? And when you have the higher vibration here, how do you pass it on to others? Now you've built your energy up and you're living from here. What happens when you acknowledge them? You get it back, right? What you give out, you get back more of. What you see in them, you see more in you. Acknowledgement. Everybody get a partner and sit facing your partner. Okay, A, you're going to acknowledge B for everything that you can think of to acknowledge B for. B, you just let it in and say thank you. A's begin. Something I like about you, something I want to thank you for, something that I acknowledge you for. Finish up the one you're on and close your eyes. Take a deep breath and relax with your eyes closed. Okay, now open your eyes and focus them on the flame on this candle. Focus your eyes on the flame in this candle. And just see the light. Breathe and let go. Let your body relax. Just focus your eyes on the candle. You might even start to see like beams of light coming towards you from the candle. Breathe and relax. If you squint your eyes just a little bit, those beams of light become more defined. You can see the beam of light coming to you from that candle. And then as your eyes get tired, just allow them to close. And then take another deep breath and relax even more. Now focus your mind on what you're grateful for that God has given you, and acknowledge God for the gifts. Speak directly to God and acknowledge God for the gifts that God has given you. And God says, thank you. And now clear your mind and just listen to God's thank you. When you're ready, open your eyes. That's meditation. Just like that. That's all it is. It's no big deal. It's all you have to do. Get quiet. Gaze at a candle. Let the light in. Breathe. Close your eyes. Let God in. Open up to receive God. Okay. Now we're going to ask that you look into your environment, the community, and find some place that you can provide a contribution through service. Find some place for yourself in your environment, in your community, where you can contribute and make a difference. What's going to keep this grounded in you is you giving of yourself to others. So find some place where you can contribute, where you can make a difference, whether it's an hour or 3 hours or whatever you can do. Practice random acts of kindness. Find where you can make a difference. And it might be just a smile. It might be just a friendly hello. You never know when what you give to that person makes that difference for them that day. And Barbara and I acknowledge all of you for participating with us in this journey that we're all on together. It's an honor and a privilege to be able to be here and do this work with you. Thank you all. We love you, and We'll always be with you.